Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I should have added earlier in the broadcast, Deborah Medina is joining us in the last half hour of the radio show today. So what I want to do now in the next three segments is take your phone calls, hit a smattering of other top news stories that are very important as we chronicle the March of Tyranny. The good news is every time we fight tyranny, we beat it if we understand the facts and expose the fraud. Right now, let's go to Joel in Pennsylvania. Joel, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just have one question.
Yes, sir.
I'm a long-time listener and a full-time info warrior like yourself. We've spoken before, and I spend a lot of time getting the word out to people through various means. But once I do unlock someone's mind and they break out of the paradigm, I always get the same question. How long do we have to stop this thing? And I never really know what to say.
Well, it's a very complex question. It's very complex. Go ahead.
I know Alan Watts said that, you know, between 2010 and 2012, we're going to have massive food riots that are going to last for about 30 years.
Well, that's the British Pentagon saying. Yeah,
and we know that they plan on having like a vastly reduced population by 2030.
The anti-terror grid is their control grid to carry out this cascading group of organized crises, bringing us into total control, yes.
And Ray Kurzweil said 2020. So, I mean, how long, through all your research and everything that you know, how long do you think we have between now and, if we don't stop this thing, if people won't open their eyes, how long do we have between now and living in a one-world eugenics dictatorship?
All right, Joel, I appreciate your call. We're already living in a one-world eugenics dictatorship. They're testing soft-kill weapons incrementally. They're honing their systems of control. They're expanding their grids. But we're slowing them down on every front. And so every time we slow them down and have a victory, people say, oh, look, it's not that bad, Alex. Every time we have a victory, it's like, oh, look, you know, martial law wasn't declared. We're under martial law when they have Army and Marine Corps running warrantless checkpoints all over the country, and it's in the newspaper. But when they do it, we stand up against it and say no and have governors tell them not to do it. So they're probing. They're testing. This is a war. So it's like we've got our battle lines drawn, and they push us back. We push them back. And we're beginning to gain our fighting spirit. But the globalists are probably 10 years behind, maybe 7 to 10. Some experts I tend to agree with say 7. I tend to say 10. We're having so many victories. But they continue to implement even if we beat them. The globalists have all stated in so many documents, it makes my head spin, that they want to really start massively, not just slowing the increase in population, but massively reducing it by 2020, 2025. But they're behind schedule. And it's becoming obvious. I mean, I heard Dr. Dina Dell today, he's on 590 before I do my show, syndicated show, saying adjuvants aren't bad for you. It's a conspiracy theory when the Pentagon admits the adjuvants killed a bunch of their own troops in the anthrax shot. And so, you know, we exposed the fraud of the flu shot. It's now all over mainstream news. It was a fraud, wasn't dangerous, was a big moneymaker. So, but still, they're going to keep saying it's deadly, it's real. So, I mean, it's really a war against truth and lies, against reality and fraud, against hoax and the truth. And it's not just the government that lies. The society as a whole are like children lying to their parents. It's just endless lying, endless hoaxes, endless fraud that go on. But as things get worse, that's going to wake people up, and we've planted the seed so people know the truth and understand the alternative information that's out there. A lot of people won't listen to us now, but they've heard what we have to say. Later, they will, as things become clearer and clearer. More phone calls, Marty, Christopher, Brian, Brad, Jake, Drew, Jake, Taylor, Julio, Leon. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, Deborah Medina, the candidate for governor of Texas in the Republican primary against Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson. She continues to surge in the polls. She's a Ron Paul supporter, a Audit the Fetter, an In the Fetter, a listener to my radio show. And she's the candidate for Texas. But the issue here is that just like we saw Brown defeat the candidate in Massachusetts and send a message that basically 80% chance now they're saying we're going to beat government takeover of health care. And so all these other candidates in the next elections coming up in the next few years, there's elections every year in every state and congressional elections every 2 years and a presidential coming up in three. Now we're having the fake conservative rhinos replaced with true libertarian, true constitutionalist, true Americans. So whether she wins, loses, draws, whatever, or goes into a runoff with these characters, she is there injecting real issues. And this has national import for our listeners across the country. If you haven't run yet, you know, she's a registered nurse in the debates, educating tens of millions of people of the 25 million in Texas. You need to run for office as well. Look how far she went. And bottom line, you carry the message of liberty, just like Ron Paul did in 2007, 2008. He didn't win, but now people know about the New World Order. Now, I mean, that campaign did so much for liberty, so much for identifying the private Federal Reserve, so much for showing that real conservatives aren't for preemptive, fraudulent, criminal wars. Now, look at the Democrats. They're a bunch of warmongers. This is a real, peaceful, grassroots restoration of the Constitution that's happening. She's coming up. Now, I want to blitz through phone calls and hit some other news before she gets here, but here's a quick clip of her answering some questions in Friday's debate with Rick Perry and K-Baby.
Texas understands the devastation to our economy, to our schools, to our health care system.
Ms. Medina, my question comes from Clint Smith of Austin, and he wants to know about taxing the wealthy with a graduated state income tax.
And people say, well, we don't have an income tax. Yes, we do. It's called the business margins tax. Thank you, Governor Perry.
Candidates were then asked rapid-fire questions about Texas government. Then they got to make one final pitch.
And it's going to take some experienced leadership, some experienced executive leadership to take this state forward.
Texas is the greatest state in America, but in tough times, we need real leadership to go forward.
Both of my opponents have received recent noteworthy endorsements, which is what you would expect from politicians. The endorsement I'm most interested in is yours.
All right. We'll talk to the lady coming up who should be our next governor. But Americans and Texans like to vote for a winner. Well, I like her, people say, and she certainly is the best. And a whole bunch of different polls I saw had her winning about 55 to 70 plus percent. Most of the polls showed about 65% her winning. But still, I don't think she can beat Perry or K-Baby. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to vote for one of them because I want to feel like I'm a winner. Rick Perry for the toll roads, K-Baby for him, even if she says she isn't. She's a Bilderberg Group member. Perry passing the franchise tax, which we're hit by. We've got a business tax. We've got an income tax, and it's going to affect everybody in the next 2 years. I mean, there is nothing conservative about Perry but his fake South Texas or West Texas accent. Boy, I'm a conservative. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. So that is coming up. Let's go to Derek in Mississippi. Derek, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just want to thank you for waking me up, and I want to thank you for helping me wake others up and plant seeds, man. I'm the truth. I just want to go ahead and tell you that.
Unfortunately, your phone's breaking up, Derek. I got to let you go there. I couldn't understand a word of that. Let's talk to Marty in New York. Marty, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just went to the Detroit Free Press to look that article up, and they said it's no longer available.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So
the Detroit Free Press and DetroitNews.com, which was a Detroit Free Press article, and also a Detroit News Washington Bureau, you're saying the articles that are up on Drudge and everywhere else where they admit that the government let him get on the plane and helped him get on the plane, the underwear bomber, you're saying that that's gone?
Yep. Well, the Detroit Free Press, I went that, and they said it's no longer available.
Why is it no longer available?
I don't know.
Boy, that sounds suspicious, because if they were retracting it, they would retract. They didn't retract. The FBI admits now there was another guy reportedly with a bomb on the plane. They let the underwear bomber get on in Amsterdam. They helped him get on without a passport, past the naked body scanners they already had in Amsterdam.
No, I just hit a line across the top, says it's no longer available. Do you have a copy of it? You can post it?
Yes, I do, here in my stack, yes.
Oh, good. Why don't you put it on then?
Anything else, Marty? What do you think of that report?
No, that's it. Thanks. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Marty. Wow, they're really trying to cover up if that's the case. I haven't confirmed that yet, though. Let's talk to Christopher in New York. Christopher, you're on the air.
California.
Okay, well, they told me New York, Christopher, but go ahead, sir.
Hey, I called in a few weeks ago, and I was talking to you about the Ron Paul issue and the Fed, and you kind of blew up at me, and, you know, my whole friends, my whole family, everyone was listening, and it's kind of embarrassing, dude, that, you know, I've been listening to you for years.
Christopher, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I think you were saying, I'm going from memory here, that if we get rid of the Federal Reserve, we'll get a global government. The Federal Reserve is the holding company for the offshore banks, and so we have to get rid of them and get the Congress over the money.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, you know, you sat up and you attacked me on it for 45 minutes after I got off, and you asked me what my solution would be. And I don't think that buying your DVDs and handing out your DVDs and buying your Jew gold is a solution.
I appreciate your call. You know, you can sit there and be anti-Semitic and make fun of Jews all day. I've been telling people, I don't know what Jews have to do with gold. I guess there's some smart Jews that buy gold. Is that where that comes from? I was telling you buy gold when it was $268 an ounce, and it's $1,100 an ounce now. Okay, and every time somebody attacks you for selling videos, again, get follow the Republic. I mean, this is a free country, free market. I make high-quality documentary films. I do what ABC and all the others don't do. It's also all free on YouTube and Google, and we promote it. But I hope everybody buys Follow the Republic at Infowars.com. I mean, you, sir, look, this show attracts red-blooded people that love freedom, love justice, and want to be left alone. It also attracts a lot of losers that are just haters and want to find somebody to blame and hate. And so you want to hate me? Go ahead, knock yourself out. You called in and said we shouldn't get rid of the Federal Reserve and that Ron Paul, you know, is a bad guy. Total baloney. In the Constitution, the Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit. Okay? Period. That's what I'm saying. Oversight in our monetary system. Don't let private banks run our country. How many congressmen admit banks run our country? And then, hey, it's not the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. It's not Larry Summers. It's not Henry Paulson. It's not Geithner. It's not Bernanke you call in about. It's me. It's Ron Paul. We're bad. And what you are is a weak-minded person who can hardly talk, who trolls around all day attacking me, picking up on the Project Mockingbird government disinfo COINTELPRO they put out against us. Great. More power to you. Brian in Ohio. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I love your DVD of Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, and actually I work at a mid-level bank, and on Christmas Eve last year I handed out Christmas cards with a copy of Fall of the Republic in there, and I handed about 80 of them out to everybody.
Which I encourage people to make copies of my film, but when Universal sues people for making copies, that's okay. But me, I say, here's my videos, buy one, support it, you can make all the copies you want, and I'm the bad guy.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's great, though, to get out there, but interesting story, though. What happened was is when I came in 2 days later, I actually got fired because of it.
Because you gave employees and friends copies of a video.
Yeah, because it was political information, religious information. I signed it when I, you know, I got hired there, like, I think 3 years ago.
But then the problem is they selectively enforce that. It's like we've seen more than 8 or 9 cases of Dell computers. You can visit any political site you want, but if you visit Infowars.com, you're fired. And even though I know Michael Dell watches my stuff and talks about it, maybe that's not his policy. Well, I'm sorry to hear that happen to you, Brian. Land of the free, home of the brave, huh?
Land of the slave, home of the whatever. But, yeah, just to let you know, though, I'm off of antidepressants for 4 months, and it's great.
You're awesome. Be sure, folks, if you get off those, though, get off it incrementally. That's what all the medical doctors have said on this show. I'm not giving medical advice. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Get up, stand up, escape from the prison planet. Wake up to the scientific dictatorship. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and prisonplanet.com, as well as infowars.com. Okay, I've got to get to this news, and then I'm going to try to get to more of your calls. I also want to open the phones up for specific calls for Deborah Medina, 888-201-2244. Did you watch the debate? Are you in another state? Are you planning to run for office now because of what you've seen in Massachusetts and Texas happening? 888-201-2244. They're also confiscating guns in Canada from people that registered them. I have that out of the Toronto Star. I mean, it's just unbelievable tyranny. But that last caller, or the caller before last, he's not worried about that. He's worried about Alex Jones. I'm the problem. Yes. Yes, I'm the one that's bad. Yes. That's why this country's in so much trouble. You ever seen crabs in a bucket when you go crab fishing? You got four or five down in the bucket. I was fishing last summer with my son, and any time one tries to climb out, they come over and pinch him and drag him back down. Come on, stop acting like a mindless crab, pal. Okay, look, I meant to spend more time on this today, but we're almost out of time. Maybe Super Bowl Sunday I'll cover it more because I know we have a particularly large Austin audience on Sundays, but this is happening all over the country. Schwarzenegger, when Copenhagen fell apart in the last day, last month, when they were openly all over the news saying global government, taxes on air travel, taxes on natural gas, gasoline, home inspections, 2% GDP tax right off the top paid to the UN, IMF, World Bank, Herman Von Rompuy, head of the UN, calling for global governance, saying this is the key, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General calling for it, Al Gore calling for it, Gordon Brown, Prime Minister of England calling for it, no more denial. The world government, the New World Order is here. It's a fraud. Will you roll over? Or will you stand up and say, no, I'm a free person in a free country. I want my Constitution and Bill of Rights, not your global government. All over the country, when they had the new London Kelo decision 5 years ago, they ruled that they can take your property without just compensation and give it to private interest. I saw an AP report this weekend that 86% of ports and waterways and train systems are now owned by foreign corporations. We're being taken over by foreign corporations that are controlled by central banks that can create unlimited private money for themselves, and they want to bankrupt you. Now, Austin is one of the key battleground cities in the nation. The UN lists it in their own articles. It's so sick reading this that Austin is the main domino. Austin is the fastest growing city in the country, 1 million people, the wealthiest per capita city, and they are buying up the coal-fired plants, shutting them down. They are buying up the water with UN, U.S. taxpayer money. And the Austin Energy admits, and we've got links to it up on Infowars.com. There's another great story, News Radio 590 KLBJ, Austin's carbon reduction plan, more than cap and trade bill proposes, $2.6 billion in taxes within 3 years. $2.6 billion, and it's always a lot more than what they say. Taxes on natural gas, incredibly clean burning. Huge taxes to build giant new solar farms that don't even produce very much energy for what you pay. Spain did this with the windmills and the solar. It cost 2.2 jobs. That's Spain admitting that. That's Bloomberg. That pull that up. Green jobs cost 2.2 jobs per job in Spain. Bloomberg. Pull it up for people at prisonplanet.tv. Or green jobs cost jobs in Spain. Same system. But the banks don't care. They want to. It's an organized economy. Al Gore, Barack Obama, all these guys, Pachauri, head of the IPCC at the UN, they all make massive amounts of money individually. Al Gore, literally, with Gore and Blood, that's the name of the firm, owns one of the biggest carbon trading companies. And you have to go to them to be able to breathe. In fact, the New York Times called it a tax on breathing. A person puts off a whole bunch of carbon dioxide every day. They want to tax cows. Canada, Australia, England's already done it. Tax sheep for their flatulence, their methane, as if that's not natural on the planet. Okay? This is total control over every facet of your life. And here it is. The UN said because they can't get the Senate and they can't get other countries, they can't get Australia and New Zealand to pass. This is the same playbook, same banks doing it. That they're going into local cities and counties with big banks and federal money. Obama's using the EPA to say we're going to list, in fact, he did it last year, list carbon dioxide as a toxic waste, even if the Senate won't sign the treaty or pass a law. The House passed it, the Senate has it, it's illegal. And so they come in to Leffingwell, our mayor here in Austin, he needs to be impeached right now or declare he's saying no to this. Austin can't accept $2.6 billion in new taxes. They've already got all their other boondoggles. 1% of Austin rides the bus, but the buses get $150 million every year in taxes, and the roads get $72 million. Now, there's Bloomberg. Job losses from Obama, green stimulus foreseen in Spain's study. $700,000 per job. Green job, average paying $53,000. So you pay $700,000 for somebody to get a $50-something thousand job, and the banks get the rest of the money, and it costs 2.2 jobs. But see, that's what I mean. There's just too much evidence of this fraud. And it's all based on the lie that man-made global warming is real and a danger. Polar bears' numbers are exploding. Man-made global warming didn't cause the earthquake like they're saying. It's all, we have the UN's own internal emails. It's all a fraud. They just got caught last week lying about Himalayan glaciers melting. They just got caught that that wasn't peer-reviewed. It was just made up. I've got stacks of news here admitted. This is a bunch of crooks telling you, let us tax you and run your life or the sky will fall. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. Bloomberg, January 7th. See, they can't get it through legally. Just like they shut down the Austin Gun Show in North Austin. Didn't have a law. APD and BATF just did it. Same thing here. They can't get Congress to do it. They can't get the legislature to do it. The legislature is investigating Austin, by the way. Because, you see, a city is chartered under state law. It's incorporated. It has to follow state law. Or you'd have corrupt cities run by boss hogs where they said, you know, you got to give us a new tax, or black people are slaves, or like they had in England 700 years ago, prima noctu, we get to have sex with your daughter before she gets married. I mean, literally, government's done that before. They could have cities declare themselves king. Lee Leffingwell could march out the police, you know, and tell us to get in work brigades. But the state law says he can't. It's dangerous to have cities with police doing whatever they're told. It's called tyranny. It's called the Dukes of Hazzard, folks. It's called deliverance. But they don't care. And there's a key article at PrisonPlanet.com that boils this all down globally. Cap and trade scam to be enforced at state level. Look at this. In Austin, this guy had been robbed literally hundreds of times. Hundreds of times he'd been robbed at his big scrapyard. Been there for decades. He's a listener of ours, but scared to come on. Scrapyard cited for clear-cutting trees. A bunch of stinking cedar trees that aren't even from Texas on his own stinking profit. On his own stinking property, and the government comes in to take it over. Makes me sick. Meanwhile, UN says, calls for global cybersecurity treaty, a driver's license to get online, and says they're going to shut down the old web and set up a new controlled web. That's Agency French News. AFP. I mean, it just makes my head spin to have these parasites sucking on us. Do you know what these new taxes and controls are going to do in Austin?
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere, 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the balance of the hour. Have questions from the listeners on my Twitter account. Have some calls specifically for Deborah Medina, 888-201-2244. You're listening all across the country. Why do you care about Texas? Just like Massachusetts, this is a true Ron Paul, dyed-in-the-wool, patriot, constitutionalist who is the dark horse candidate. We've got a month or so out to the election. Early voting starts in late February, and she could be our next governor. We've got the time. She's gone from 5 points in the polls to up to 20 points, rising against Perry, rising against K-Baby. Every poll I saw, 90% to 68 being the lowest. She's going to go over that. This is amazing. People saying she's winning all the debates. The buzz is massive. Deborah Medina running for governor on the Republican ticket. The primary coming up in a month. Good to have you here with us.
Great to be back with you, Alex.
I want to get into what you'll do as governor and why we absolutely must have you against these fake conservative globalists, Kay Bailey Hutchinson and Rick Perry. And they're trying to take Austin over. The UN admits it's the star in their crown to get around Congress and take over with their environmental taxes locally. But before we get to that, talk about the debate, the poll numbers coming out, the debate polls, some 90%, the lowest 68. Tell us about that, Deborah.
Well, it's been, you know, really exciting. I think we keep clearing the hurdles in stellar fashion. I was never a track star, but I seem to be getting over the political ones pretty well. And it's real credit to patriots all over Texas and across the country. I think that's one of the things that has been really encouraging to my family in particular, is to see how powerful this message is, not here, not just here in our state, but around the country, as people really are looking to Texas. I've got doubling the staff in our campaign office there in Wharton. We're running all of the distribution of supplies and stuff out of the Wharton office, and those ladies that are working there have known me for 15 years, and they're just shaking their heads and saying, this is just incredible. You've been saying this stuff for forever, and all of a sudden people are calling the office and they're in tears, either tears because they're hurting and they see what we're offering as the solution to the problems that they've been dealing with this overbearing government, or they're crying because they're so grateful that someone is in fighting the battle, and people are just joining up every day. I just got back from a gathering of over 200 people in Crane, Texas, a little small town, but they drove from Lubbock and Abilene and San Angelo to get there and listen to this message and figure out how we're going to fight. The battle is far from over. We got a lot of work to do. As you indicated, we've got some time to get it done, but shoe leather, elbow grease, and dollars, we need them. We need all hands on deck. About 30 days left here. So,
give us the website.
MedinaForTexas.com.
MedinaForTexas.com. Deborah, you are the only choice for governor. The Democrats, globalists, New World Order, big taxes, want to loot Texas. You pointed out to Perry that he passed this business tax, which is really a state income tax. It's hitting us hard here at this operation already. The state comptroller told us get ready for it to double in 2011. I mean, we're talking about an 8% tax on everything we do here. Texas has not been as bad hit by the deep recession as other states, but it's really getting bad. I mean, I drive around Austin. I went to buy some baby supplies at a place in North Austin, and more than half the shops in a formerly very vibrant area were shut down. Cross street from my house, a strip center, more than half the shops are closing down. Others tell me they're closing down. I mean, this state is falling apart. And meanwhile, I have Bloomberg, I have The Statesman, I have News Radio 590, cap and trade, $2.6 billion in 3 years, a new tax. The UN brags on their own site that Austin is falling to the UN. They can't get the Senate to pass the cap and trade bill, so Austin's going to put a huge tax on natural gas, a tax on homes, home inspectors. They're harassing people that cut down cedar trees in their own businesses. I mean, we already have, I mean, the city of Austin is a criminal group. We need your help. We need you as governor. The state is investigating. For those that don't know, a city can't just do whatever it wants and violate state law. What would you do as governor to block this UN takeover? Here's Bloomberg. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. This is the Alamo in Austin, Deborah. We need you. I mean, I'm like Travis here in Austin calling for, you know, calling for Sam Houston.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Send reinforcements quick is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Literally. I mean, we've got the crooks here.
Well, you know, I've been saying for a long time, Alex, and I think you have too, government begins at home. It begins right in our own backyard. We don't just have a governor's race coming up on March 2nd. We better get out there and start talking to these men and women that are running for state rep, state senate, U.S. Congress, make sure that they understand what a constitutional republic is supposed to look like, that they understand freedom. But specifically to your carbon tax question in Austin, I've said that for some time as well. I had a U.S. congressman here in Texas alert me to the fact. He said, Deborah, I don't think the carbon tax is going to pass the Congress, but the EPA is going to implement it anyway. We have got to have states that will stand up and say, no authority. You have no authority here. and you're not going to do that. But
what would you do as governor? Because the city of Austin is going to put an even bigger tax in than what the UN called for. I have a direct link to the city council right here.
Yeah, I'm reading it on the website as we're talking. You know, they're going to charge 5 cents per kilowatt hour, 5.7 cents per kilowatt hour. It looks like. Instead of the 3.65 that they were charging previously to be able
That's
to
a
move.
Third increase on power. I mean, this is going to kill people.
Right, right. In a time when we're having an unseasonably cold winter and bills are already very high because they want to start to use energy that's not, the market's not ready to produce yet.
It's unbelievable, Deborah. So as governor, what would you do with a city like Austin totally under foreign banking control?
We've got our work cut out for us, Alex. I don't know the specifics of how the Austin Energy utility is set up. My understanding is that it is a private utility within the city of Austin. So, or
but the
city's
giving
utility,
them this power. The city says they're going to pass the law next month.
We have the opportunity in Texas, as you indicate, to make sure that the cities within our state are following state law. So I'd have to have legal counsel on here to look at how what they're doing, if what they're doing violates any city law. Certainly they cannot, should not have to do anything that the EPA regulates if Texas were standing up and defending us against the EPA. And you've got city council members, I'd say people need to be lobbying those city council members, but
I agree.
Like this is a change.
I agree. Deborah,
already decided to do and needs to be rolled back.
Shifting gears, I've got the printouts, different newspaper and TV polls, some 91%, the lowest 68%. Every poll saying you won the debate. The polls say you won the last debate. Give us some of those poll numbers and talk about what happened in the debate last Friday.
Well, I think there were a lot more polls out on the first debate, and the lowest that we saw there was 62. We saw several up in the upper 80s and some in the low 90s. We've had several polls following this debate, also in the 90s, the lowest I've seen this time around is 68%. So all of the polls were winning. There was a straw poll in Tarrant County yesterday. I don't know if you picked up on that. Tarrant County had a straw poll, conservative straw poll, and they looked at a whole bunch of different races. We won that governor's straw poll race up there as well. I think there's every indication that we're going to win this race in Texas, and I believe we're going to win it on March 2nd. I know the pundits are saying, okay, now Deborah's going to push it into a runoff, and there's a few of them even brave enough to say that I might make the runoff, but I'm telling you, we're going to win this race. We need help. We need all hands on deck. We've got time to do it. We've got just over 30 days. The momentum is there. Things are changing pretty quickly, and we've got an opportunity to really restore some freedom
okay.
and prosperity here in Texas.
We're on several stations in Texas and all over the country. Run through what you would do as governor. And again, you've got a chance to win this. There's no way the Democrats will win if you're in position. So when we come back, I want to run through what you would do as governor on the open borders, on the gun grabbing, on every issue, what Deborah Medina would do. And again, this is a message to the rest of the country, just like Massachusetts. No more business as usual. It's not just a Democrat-Republican issue. People are sick of Rick Perry. They're sick of Kay Bailey Hutchinson. They're sick of their propaganda. Deborah Medina, stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, we got 11 minutes left, and this radio transmission is over. Obviously, Deborah will be popping back in with us in the next month. But all over the country, pro-liberty candidates are running in the Republican Party. This is very, very exciting. Going back to Deborah Medina, I've got a bunch of Twitter questions and loaded phones. Randy, Miguel, Robert, Terrence, Tom in Georgia, and others that want to talk to you. But Deborah, briefly, bottom line, your platform on the open borders, the gun grabbing, all the new taxes that Perry brought in, what are you going to do? Are you going to try to repeal those taxes? What are you going to do with the state guard, with our border? What will you do as our governor, Deborah Medina?
Well, the biggest thing we have to understand is the importance of private property ownership to a free and prosperous people. We don't own property in Texas. We don't own our homes. We don't own our businesses. And the property owners along the border are being run over by trespass every day. We've got to understand.
That's right. We don't own it. We pay a rent on it. Go ahead.
We've got to understand the importance of private property ownership. That means eliminating property tax in Texas, finding another way to fund school and local government. We've got to...
Yeah, government's too big. I mean, we built this country without all these taxes.
That's right. And it's a little bit of a scary thing for people to try to go through such a dramatic change. But if we're going to be a free and prosperous people, we've got to be able to keep what we're working for. We've got to be able to own our lands. We've got to eliminate property tax in Texas, eliminate all property tax in Texas, recognize the importance of private property ownership, whether you own property up in the DFW area where they're trying to do stuff with the Barnett Shale and eminent domain abuse, or whether you own property along the Trans-Texas Corridor route and they're trying to abuse it there, or whether you own property along the Texas border. And
what about federal unfunded mandates? That's what's bankrupting us.
Well, the federal government has limited authority. Article 1, Section 8, Texas has drawn a line in the sand. Nothing outside of Article 1, Section 8. We need to stand up and interpose and nullify against all overreaching federal authority. And we need to begin to weed out and push the federal government out of all of the many areas of Texas that it is currently in. I think the EPA ought to come into our sites first and foremost. They are interfering in ag and energy and manufacturing.
And they can't even get Congress to pass laws. They are lawless even at the federal level.
Right, right. And so we have to have a governor at a bully pulpit getting the EPA out of the state, but also rallying the Texas Attorney General and the Comptroller to stand strong. I talked in the debate about keeping our fuel tax dollars in Texas. This notion that we send it to Washington and hope we get 92 cents back for every dollar we send up there, why don't we just keep it here, let them know they have no authority. Those are fuel tax dollars raised in Texas, and Texas will keep those dollars. And Texas.
Amazing. You've got to be our governor. MedinaForTexas.com, MedinaForGovernor. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, MedinaForTexas.com. We've got to get you for governor. You've got a chance to win. You're winning in all the polls. You're surging in your overall numbers. People have to call their friends, their family, call talk radio. I'm hearing talk radio is on fire with you. Folks, we have a chance that this will send a message nationwide. I have a question here from Twitter. If elected, would you continue to speak out against the New World Order?
Absolutely.
So the Deborah Medina we hear today will be the Deborah Medina we get if you're governor.
I think we were just talking about that as I was coming back from Crane. I was telling my coordinator that, gosh, I feel like I've given the same message, you know, I don't know how many times now, thousands of times all around Texas for a year. And she said, you know, but I keep hearing that's what people love. You stay on message. You're not changing your tone depending on the audience you're in front of. This is about freedom and prosperity, and I'm going to fight for these things that I've been talking about for years. And on this campaign trail for the past year now, we're going to win this race. We need help. We need all hands on deck. Start knocking on doors. Make sure your friends go vote. Don't just take their word for it. Check the voter roll. Make sure that they actually
absolutely. But Deborah, quickly, because we're almost out of time. Bottom line, your definition of the New World Order, what America faces. What is the New World Order? Why do you want to end the Fed?
Well, oh, gosh, Alex, in 30 seconds. The Fed is manipulating our monetary supply, which undermines our whole free market economic system. We've got to get rid of the Fed, but that's a federal issue. There are things we can do in Texas to secure the Texas economy, to protect the Texas economy from the crumbling dollar and from the manipulation of that central planner called the Federal Reserve System. Lots of opportunity here for freedom and prosperity. Visit MedinaForTexas.com. Talk to your friends, make online contributions, get on Facebook, but most of all, make sure you get out to vote beginning on February 16th and make sure your neighbors are voting.
That's when the early voting begins. I want to move quickly now to calls, but before we do that, anything else you want to add about where you stand? I love how you called Perry out for passing the state business tax, really an income tax.
Well, I'll tell you, there were so many things. I was just flabbergasted that he stood strong on believing that ordering us to inject our daughters with Gardasil was something he would do again.
Which they admit is killing people. They admit it doesn't even protect you and kills people. And you're a nurse. You know that.
And exactly. And he's saying it was a good decision. This last week, he's again interfering in that most sacred of all relationships between parents and their children, saying if your kid's not in school, I don't think they should be able to get a driver's license. You know, one has nothing to do with the other. That's the parents' call as to whether or not they'd like that child to apply for a driver's license, and if they pass the test and meet the standard, then they ought to be able to get a license. That's not the governor's call. He continues to meddle in the relationship between parents and children. He stood strong on his use of the corporate slush funds and the Texas Technology and Emerging Technology and Enterprise Funds. He thinks it's perfectly legitimate for him to take your money and give it to businesses in Texas that may or may not produce jobs. Most of them have not produced jobs.
That's right. They exempt all the big globalists. Deborah, you've got to be our governor. Folks, get behind her. She is the real McCoy, the bona fide. Let's talk to Randy in Texas. Quick call, quick comment. Go ahead, Randy.
Hello, Alex, and hello, Governor Medina. That might be a little premature.
Hi, Randy.
I have two questions for you. Okay. Number one, do you think it would be a good idea for the voters to know that Perry and Hutchinson are both members of the Bilderberg Group? And second, will you come on InfoWars after you're elected for a state of the state report every month?
I'd be happy to come on InfoWars to give a report, and I think it's pretty widely reputed out there that both are members of Bilderberg. I don't know in the
Dallas Morning News.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know in the general public how many people are aware of that, but certainly those that are paying attention understand that agenda.
They're the ones. Well, hold on, they're the ones grabbing our energy and jacking up our prices. They're the ones
and messing with our monetary supply and creating the corporate welfare scheme and the industrial, military-industrial complex. It just goes on and on.
We're almost out of time, Deborah. Not to interrupt.
Republic.
Absolutely not. Thank you, Randy. Miguel in Texas. Quick question.
How you doing, Alex? And good afternoon, Ms. Deborah Medina. I have a question. I have a PR firm here in Dallas, and I work with a immigration lawyer, and she is so adamant about females in the politics and all. She ran for 99 elections here in Dallas, Texas. And what are you doing to break the to shadow, the left and right paradigm? Because it seems that's what's more. It's been detrimental for the movement. I've never really heard her asking me about political views, but she is she's not in the left and right paradigm, but she would vote for you. And now she's like, well, I have to go for Rick Perry because if not, Hutchinson is going to be there. I think that one of the things that you have to really fight for is so it wouldn't be a reoccurrent election like we had in 2000 with Al Gore.
Well, Miguel, I appreciate your call, but justice be done, may the heavens fall. There's no difference if we get Perry or if we get Hutchinson or we get a Democrat. The only real candidate is Deborah Medina. Deborah, closing comment here in the last minute of the show.
We absolutely can win this thing, Alex, and I think that Texans all over this state are energized. They're turning out in bigger numbers. You're absolutely right. There's not a hair's difference between the political views of Kay Hutchison and Rick Perry. They are both big government ideologues. They believe that they need to run and direct every aspect.
The government's gotten bigger under both of them. It's a fraud. They're not conservatives.
Even in the first quarter of this fiscal year, October, November, and December, the spending within the Texas executive branch, the branch of our government that is directly under Rick Perry's purview, has increased 13.5%. Double-digit spending increases in government on his watch while he's telling everybody else to buckle down. He will drive us to destruction as a state and as a nation on the path that we're on because it's bigger and bigger government. People have to keep the product of their labor. They have to keep what they're working for. Or we
absolutely
become the Soviet Union, rich in natural resources with men and women who have no desire to work because their dreams have been stolen and everything that they work for is being plundered by the government. We must restore a respect for private property, eliminate property tax in Texas, stand sovereign as a state, rejecting all illegal federal action, and secure
Deborah,
our borders so we have a healthy immigration
we're
process.
Out of time. MedinaForTexas.com. Deborah Medina, I'm voting for you. God bless you. We'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. God bless you all. InfoWars.com.
Thanks, Alex.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.